and I'm from the University of South Carolina, and I'm also representing Dr. Magnuson's project on the Upper Piedmont, Heritage Upper Piedmont project, which includes Seneca, Calhoun, Central, and Pendleton. And the years that we're trying to document is from 1865 to 1920. And we are in the home of Mrs. Ida Mae Klingsdale. Mrs. Klingsdale, would you please tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Pawnee County.
Pawnee County? Okay. So is that's there in Seneca?
Seneca.
And you were born in Seneca. Is it very far from where we are now?
It was in the country.
In the country. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, who were your parents?
My mother was named Amy. Amy lived before she married.
Uh-huh.
But then she married, Rice President of Abigail South.
Who were your big grandparents?
Lawton and Aggie.
Okay. And where did they live?
Abbeville.
Okay. Well, do you remember anything particular about your grandparents, what they did or what?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. My grandparents, I never seen them.
You don't remember them from?
No.
You never seen them. You said you have never seen your grandparents.
No, I saw. Seen a granddad.
Uh huh.
I can saw them with my granddaddy. Their grandma.
Oh, I see. What did they do for a living?
They farm.
Okay.
My granddaddy was born in slavery.
Oh, your granddaddy was born in slavery time. Uh huh. Well, what plantation? Do you know the name of the plantation your granddaddy was born on? I didn't hear it.
Bob Galloway.
Plantation. I see. Okay. Did he ever talk about being in slavery? Did he say anything about how it was to be in slavery?
Yes, he did. And my mother told us my grandmother said.
Uh-huh.
He was in slavery and with a woman. And he was a shoemaker.
Oh.
She made shoes.
Interesting. So, I was wondering, did your family own their own home?
Yeah.
Were they sharecroppers? Okay. Well, when you were growing up, when you were growing up as a child, what did your mother and father do for a living?
They farmed.
Is that cotton farming?
Cotton farming.
I was wondering, where are the members of your family buried? Do you have a special family cemetery?
Oh, I have one now. Up here. The mother was buried, the father was. Stepfather was buried. The brother was buried here.
In Anderson County, your brothers and sister is buried.
Okay.
Oh, I see. I was wondering, do you remember how the funerals were when you were growing up? What kind of funerals did they, can you tell me some?
Very nice funerals. I never did see them all of them. Women or something like that. I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
We owned buy this.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it's a lingering
curses.
Mm-hmm. Curses. The house is still there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was wondering, how about marriages? Can you tell me tell me something about when you got married? Well, how long ago, what year did you get married? 1940-something? Okay. Well, could you tell me about your wedding?
No.
There were no wedding. Okay. Uh-huh, just got married. Okay. Do you have any family old photographs? Did you save any of your old family photographs or anything?
I don't know about
six.
And one thing I have all different things packed up in a utility house.
A utility house? They
say they saw a snake.
They saw a snake? So most of your things are in a utility house?
So they still packed up, I think.
Oh, my. So you have your pictures out there? And
I have some. And the mother, I got her picture.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, thank you. So I was wondering, did you have any cribs? As a matter of fact, how many children do you have?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I just had one son.
One son. Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, did you have baby clothes or christening clothes or anything that was left over from your son?
No.
Was your father, was your husband a father in the armed services?
No.
No. Okay. So what did you do when you were young? What was your occupation?
Well, my occupation when I was young was work.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the restaurants. I worked in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked, my last work was at a child care center.
Child care center at Clemson. Well, someone told me that you used to run a cafe.
Oh, I did.
Could you tell me something about your cafe?
It was real nice.
What kind of food did you serve in your cafe? Mm-hmm. Where was your cafe located?
The one place called Calhoun, Clemson.
In Calhoun, okay. Between Calhoun and Clemson. Okay. Well, what did you open? Keep your cafe open 7 days a week.
Sometimes.
Well, when was the busiest time in the cafe? Tell me some of the activities, things that happened. You know, like, did you have music in there where people? Mm-hmm. And if you had music, was Saturday and Sunday the busiest?
Saturday.
Sunday, I mean,
too.
And Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did people dance in your cafe?
Sometimes.
Did you have people come in to play music or anything in your cafe? You know, like live music?
I had a band one time.
Uh-huh. What's the name of the band?
Long Island.
Yeah. Well, what did they play and what kind of instrument did they have? What kind of music did they have? I mean, could you remember any songs?
It was
So they play Christian songs?
Mm-hmm.
That's all, every day of the week on Sunday only?
On Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
They play the
Jitterbug songs. Did people do the Big Apple and... Remember. I don't remember.
Okay. I don't remember what you did.
Yeah, well, one thing I was wondering, is that how long did you have your cafe?
About a year.
But how long?
About a year.
About a year? Mm-hmm. So what, that was in the 1920s, 30s, or 40s?
No, 50s.
The 1950s. Why did you close your, why did you close your cafe?
Well,
I had two of my cousins working there.
And the one went one way and one went another. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have it because my husband was working there.
Oh, I see.
So I didn't try to get any more.
Okay, all right. I see. Well, I was wondering, I keep saying that, what kind of jobs did black men did when you were growing up? What kind of jobs did they have?
Mostly they had
farming. What did the black women do?
Wife, well, maids.
Uh-huh. Maids, I see. Okay, did your how did you get your clothes? How did you buy your clothes and food when you were younger? Where did you get your clothes and food from? It's been a long time, I know.
Well, all I know, my mother got the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And they always send me raisins when I stopped there.
Mm-hmm, right.
Like corn, potatoes, and olives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. How far did you travel? You lived in Seneca. You didn't live far from the town. Okay. Well, how early was it before you went to Greenville and Anderson? When was the first time you went to Greenville and Anderson? Well, do you remember why you went? Why would you have gone to Greenville Anderson to shop, or?
My mother loved. Mm-hmm. Really loved. She
Mm-hmm. Oh, shop Anderson to shop. Okay. Oh, could you tell me something about your education? How much schooling did you have? I see. Okay. What church do you belong to?
Myers Community Church.
Myers Community Church?
Not,
and you have always belonged to that church?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you 21 years? Okay.
This is going on 22.
Do you remember the flu, or do you remember the flu epidemic in this area between 1917 and
1918? Yes, I think so.
Did any of your family get very sick from the flu, or died, or anything?
No. Sister.
You had a sister and a brother that passed from the flu. Oh my God, my goodness.
Typhoid
fever. Okay. Did any one of your family members worked? Members was in World War I or World War II?
Oh, they never go. My brother went. And my younger brother, he went to baseball in 1924.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you remember about camp meetings? Did you attend camp?
Come in.
Come in.
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize when I turned, you know, something what I want to actually do again is to repeat that, what you told me about Alan Green, because I didn't realize that when she came in, I put it on pause and I didn't realize I did. So you said, could you tell me what you said about Alan Green? You said the story of the lynching of Alan Green.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, said a woman, a white woman, hollered. Mm-hmm. Just like I was in the house here, and she hollered.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to see, he was going to give us some help. He thought at that time they had a piece of cards, you know. Mm-hmm. And said Alan Green tried to rape her. So that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know they come and got him out of his own house and raped.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Just one second. I'm going to cut this off a minute. Do you remember about any floods or tornadoes in this area?
Oh,
did you?
Oh yeah. We had a tornado in this area. I think we had two or three.
Yeah, well, I'm from the coastal area, so it's hurt us really bad. We're still trying to recover from Hugo. It really was bad. I live in Charleston. My family lives in Charleston, and we got hit pretty bad by Hugo.
Sure enough.
Yeah, I'm originally from Charleston. My family's all down in Charleston.
Well, I have an adopted son named Charleston. I am down in And you go see the after eyes out, and you know, then come home.
Mm-hmm. One thing I was wondering, have you ever heard of Emancipation Celebration? Did you ever attend Emancipation Celebration?
Mm-hmm.
What was a special holiday for your family? What particular holiday that your family really liked celebrating?
Well, someone goes out.
Cookout,
son. But I take mine right here now and home.
Mm-hmm. Did you know about hot suppers? Have you ever heard about hot suppers?
No. Yeah, I knew hot suppers.
Mm-hmm.
You never go to
the hot suppers?
My mother, my wife's husband was a preacher, and our second husband was a preacher.
Oh, your husbands were preachers?
Oh, my mother didn't like never lies.
Okay, so you're saying your husbands were preachers or your fathers?
My father was a preacher.
Oh, your father was a preacher.
And he died.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother married another preacher, and he was a pastor.
Okay, well, could you tell me something about what denomination did your fathers preach? Which denomination?
Baptist.
Well, what are some of the things that was celebrations in the church that you attended that your fathers carried on? What do you remember as events in the church?
Revival meeting.
Revival meeting, uh-huh.
And they got saved.
Uh-huh.
And they were
Well, how about baptism? How do you carry on baptism?
Oh, we had a good time. We didn't have a clue, but they dammed up like a dam on the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And the banks were pretty high, but we'd step and we'd sit down, because that's the way I was there.
Okay, so it's like a dam?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you had steps in it that you went down in?
Yeah, they dammed it that time.
Did you have a seeking mother? Did y'all have seeking mothers in this area? Did you have someone to guide you and teach you before you got baptized?
Oh, yeah.
You had seeking mothers? Yeah. Tell me something about that. What's that process? Do you prepare to be baptized, or?
Oh, yeah.
How do you prepare?
Well, you get up in church and tell them that you know, if you times in your young days when the home of Jesus and everybody to pray for me. Mm-hmm. And really get baptized in the name of Jesus, Father and Son and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember watch night? Did you have watch night in your church?
Yeah, we had watch.
Can you tell me something about watch night? How do you do watch night?
Only sing and pray.
And sing and pray. How long does watch night usually take?
Well, about an hour.
About an hour. So you go to midnight. Do you have watchmen in the watch night? Did you have any watchmen? Did you have anybody to count the time down?
Mm-hmm.
How many did you have?
The time we have 25. Sometimes we have more than that, and sometimes. Somewhere,
everybody had a lesson. But you average about five watchmen.
Yeah.
Five, okay. Did they stand in different corners of the church?
No.
Where did the watchmen stand?
The watchmen, they would stand.
Okay. And most of the church. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, I think I've covered everything. How about Easter? Did you remember, did y'all do something special at Easter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me about Easter.
We had Easter
plans.
And then it was on Sunday. You know, we had Easter Sunday with them. And we called them. So we had Abraham on Saturday. That's
a summary. Uh-huh. Right. Okay, let's see what else. I was wondering when your child was born, was anything special you did when your child, tell me about you, when your child was born, was there anything special you did when
No, my mother was Elizabeth. Uh-huh. So I was working.
Mm-hmm. Did you deliver in the hospital or in the home? Did you have a granny midwife?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This
is all my mother's
dead.
You met your aunt. Last lady of the family, of my mother.
Oh, I see.
My last brother went to the army. He was there 2 years.
Was down there 2 years. I see. Do you have a family Bible?
Do I have one?
Uh-huh. Did y'all have?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Do you have, did they have the birth dates of everybody in it?
Well, I think so. Because this our family, well, I don't think they'll be too.
Oh, I see. Well, we're going to have to conquer the snake and see if we could find that family Bible.
Okay.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to tell me that you think is important to the history of this area? Anything I forgot?
Well, this used to be my mother's home.
Mm-hmm.
This is called for my mother. But my mother put it in my name. And she lived in here about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so she willed it to be. So the other children was living, they would have a home to put to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new house, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The old house gave away.
The old house gave away?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Well, where was the old house compared to here?
Right here.
It was, so you built a new house on the same land.
Same land.
Uh-huh, I see. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, it was a very nice house. It really is.
Thank you.
It's really nice. I think I've asked you everything, but thank you very much, and this was a very interesting interview, and I appreciate you sharing some of your history with me.
Oh, yeah.
Let me stop.
I am. Hello. I wasn't raised up to lie, I wasn't raised up to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised up a straightforward person.
Straightforward person. I'm sure it reflects with you.
So my mother raised us her children in the light of mm-hmm. And she told us to do something, we've done it and didn't look back and say, I don't want to do it. The children do that. It's a young generation, I don't know what's going to come.
Well, that's why we're doing history like this, so they could be taught the cons of, you know, life that y'all have. Maybe we could repeat those times.
That's right.
You know, that's why this kind of work is so important. Okay.
They know I don't play with it. Mm-hmm. What grandmother say, it's got to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if you start writing, then you will end it.
This is true. And how many grandchildren do you have?
Nine.
Nine. Oh, I see. And how many great-grandchildren? You see, you have a great-grandchildren.
Nine great-grandchildren.
You have nine great-grandchildren? Yes. And how many grandchildren do you have?
Well, you say your son has got four children.
Well, your son has four children, and then you have nine great-grandchildren. Oh, I see.
That is one of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that fits. Pretty baby, yeah. Right. Well, one thing I was wondering, did you when you were growing up, did you heard about mulattoes? Did anyone that, you know, any people were called mulattoes? You know, mulattoes, have you ever heard that word before?
No.
Mulattoes, people that have black and white parents.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how was your relationship to mulattoes? Did you go to church with them and... You know,
I've been to church with them. I go to all the meetings and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very grand now ever since Martin Luther King broke down the bell.
Uh-huh, right.
So, we've been a long time.
It's been a long time, right. Okay, I'm going to stop this though. Okay, you told me your husband worked on a railroad?
He used to work on the railroad.
How many years did he work on the railroad? Five years? Did he say anything? What kind of the things did he do on the railroad?
Oh, the late times and put in rails.
Uh-huh.
And put gravel like you see on the railroad.
Uh-huh. Well, did he used to sing songs? Did he come home and sing any songs that they used to sing when he used to work on the railroad?
Oh, the real?
Uh-huh.
He did not.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, how long have your husband been dead?
About 9 years now.
And you said after he left from the railroad, he worked at Clemson?
Clemson, yeah.
What did he do at Clemson?
He was a maintenance.
Maintenance?
Maintenance.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And then how many years did he work at Clemson?
Four straight years.
Four straight years?
Yes.
Well, where did he retire?
In Clemson.
In Clemson. He retired from Clemson.
Clemson.
Okay. Did he do any other kind of work?
Well, after he retired, he went home.
I see. Well, when
the doctor was mad.
Oh, I see. Well, when your child was growing up, you had one son. When your child was growing up, what kind of work did he do?
He's a carpenter. He was a carpenter. He's been living there about 20 years.
Oh, he was a carpenter for about 20 years. Uh-huh. Well, who did he work for as a carpenter?
The Swift Brothers.
Smith Brothers. Oh.
Swift
Brothers. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. I forgot that.